Now, this morning we're going to be talking about the way that seems right. The way that seems right. Now, according to the scripture in Proverbs chapter number 14, verse number 12, as you see it right there at the top of your lesson, it says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The end thereof are the ways of death. Now, when you think about this particular lesson, one of the worst feelings, Brother Darren was talking about it a little bit on this morning concerning someone needing or reaching out to him for some help. One of the worst feelings is trusting someone to not take advantage of you. Trusting someone to not take advantage of you. Or when someone gives you directions or instructions, trusting that they know what they're talking about. The worst feeling is someone to tell you to do something and it doesn't happen the way that they said it's supposed to happen. And then only find out that they didn't know what they were talking about anyway. And that's the worst feeling to have, because you put trust in someone. You put trust in someone. You put faith in what they said with the expectation that they had your best interest at heart, and what they said was actually going to happen. And that's really what this particular text is focusing on when it says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Making reference to people or being persuaded to trust in a way that has not, really that has been proven to be wrong. Sin will never turn into life. Because the scripture says the wage of it is what? Death. Yet so many people choose to stay in sin, thinking that sin is going to give them something that it can't give them. Many people, you invite them to do and say, "Well, why don't you come on and follow me and come on and learn a little bit more about Jesus?" They would rather stay in sin than to follow behind Jesus. Yet they say within themselves they want to live. Right. And you would think, if you're telling me, "Look, I want to live," or "I want a better life," and you're telling them Jesus has what you're looking for, and they say, "Oh, okay, I believe what you're saying." A lot of times you just tell them, look at me. Use me as an example. If you say, "Well, Elder Scudder, you don't seem to be involved in a whole lot of mess. You don't seem to be in, you don't do no cussing. You ain't out in the street fighting. I don't see you drinking and smoking and all the other many different things. I don't ever see you on the corners and stuff. Why are you like that?" Well, use me as an example. I'm the way that I am, and I live the way that I live because of Jesus. Amen. And if you want that for yourself, that means you've got to do what I'm doing. Right. You've got to be willing to follow after the footsteps or the pattern or the path that I'm following at. That's if you want what you say that I have. You say, "Well, it's not necessarily the stuff, but just the peace, the joy, the love." You say, "Elder Scudder, I want that. I don't want to be able to, I don't want to be so irritable all the time. I don't want to be so full of anger or hatred or malice." And I say, "Well, I just use Jesus." Amen. Jesus is what keeps me peaceful. It keeps me calm. And you say, "Well, okay." And you say, "Well, why don't you try Jesus?" And they say, "I don't feel like, I don't think that that's going to work out." Well, I'm trying to tell you that works out for me. Right. I'm only going to tell you what works out for me. But then they go and try to follow behind someone else. Right. And they say, "Oh, this person's way, this person is doing it, and they got this." But you don't see all of the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
You don't see all of the crookedness, all of the, you know, the cutting corners. The doing people wrong just to get ahead. You don't see all of that. And then when you get your hands in it, you say, "Oh, this is not right. This is not fair." Because you see it's hurting other people. Well, at that, you say, you go back to the drawing board and you say, "Well, Jesus done told you the wages of sin is death." He tells you that. The wages of sin is death. Sin when it exposes itself, it's nothing pretty to look at. There's no good that come out of it. You think about the young man that lost his life about 2 weeks ago at the hands of the police officers. You think about that. No, and you say, well, Elder Scudder, that wasn't right. That wasn't fair. I'm not justifying the loss of anyone's life. But would you just go back before that? Go back to the life before all of that happened. What kind of life was the fella living? What kind of stuff was he involved actually in? You say, well, was he in the church? Was he serving the Lord? No, he wasn't doing none of that. Well, what was he doing? Well, you know what everybody else is out there doing. Well, I'm trying to tell you that when sin get finished working in you, it's not going to do anything but bring you death. And when death happens, then everybody wants to cry unfair. But they crying unfair to the wrong one. You need to stop crying unfair to people and go to the one that's been encouraging you to sin all that time. Nobody but the devil been encouraging you to sin all that time. And it's unfortunate that people won't look at Satan and just call him for what he is. He is a liar. He's a liar and he's a murderer. He doesn't want the best for you. When Satan begins to work, when Satan sets up a plan, the plan is never to help you to succeed. It's always to cause you to fail. It's always to make you lose. When Satan's plan is done working in you, he wants you to be sad. He wants you to feel depressed. And he wants you to feel like you're an utter failure. But Jesus is not like that. Jesus' plan always results in peace, love, and joy. Whenever you do things the way Jesus say for it to be done, at the end of the day, I don't care who it is. You let a person give their whole heart and do it in the name of Jesus. I mean, do something that the Lord will be pleased with. You feel real good after you finish doing that thing. You don't have your head hanging down. You don't feel like you've lost. You just feel real good. Why? Because you kept your mind on Jesus the whole time. You know, you think about the act of what we said yesterday. When we went fishing, it was amazing. Because you see on the dock, and you know what people do when they come out there and fish. You see the people, they smoke cigarettes, they be drinking out there, all kind of stuff. And you notice they do all of those things that call itself relaxing, but it still has to involve sin. But you realize when you relax in Jesus, you don't have to do any of those things. I can just keep my mind on Jesus. And he keeps me in what? Perfect peace. In other words, I really didn't need that water. I really didn't need the sailboats. I really didn't need to be on no dock to have peace. I could be doing that. I could be sitting at home. I could really be sitting truthfully and honest. I could really just sit at home and experience that same peace. Why? Because I just had my mind on Jesus. And it's amazing when you. I was thinking about that sometimes when I'm at work. And I'm around all these people that carry these guns. And I'll be saying to myself, I said, Jesus, you know, just keep us protected. Because, you know, people's minds are funny. You know, people get in there and their mind get all off. You know, they start, you know, just hating life. All because of something that's going on home, wrong at home. They bring their anger at work and then they're all of a sudden going turn around and just start shooting there. You know, little things like that happen. Those things like that happen. So I just be saying, I said, it's amazing to see people that are supposed to be promoting peace using weapons that kill to do so. But I'm saying to myself, here I am in my office, you know, with my mind on Jesus, and I got the greatest tool to bring peace. Greatest tool in the resource is the name of Jesus. And now, if people don't realize, you don't have to have no gun. I don't have to have no billy club. I don't have to have no pepper spray. I don't have to have no thing to shock you and electrocute you. You imagine if the saints were dispatched to that young man's house, you know, when he was losing his mind with that knife. If the saints, I mean the saints, just got on the street. just blocked the street off, and we just started lifting up the name of Jesus. You realize that man would have dropped that knife? That man would have found repentance. Why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. But don't nobody want to do it Jesus' way. They want to do it the way of the sin. That's why I say it's a way that seems right, but the end of it, it brings what? It brings death. It don't result in life. You remember, can you imagine how many lives would be spared if people just turned to Jesus and prayed? And when things didn't go the way they wanted it to go, if they just knew we can get through this if we just stop what we're doing and just call on the name of Jesus. And don't stop calling Jesus till Jesus removes that feeling. That feeling of hurt, that feeling of hate. When Jesus removes that feeling, then we'll be able to go home peacefully. And that's something that people don't want to do it Jesus' way. They rather do it this way that they think is going to result in right. But the scripture says it seems right. This way it does what? It seems right. But the end thereof is the ways of death. Isn't that something? The results of it. Now let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Let's go over, someone get Deuteronomy chapter number 29, 18 through 19. And someone else get Jeremiah 7, 24. Deuteronomy 29, 18 through 19.
Deuteronomy 29, 18
yes.
through 19.
Yes.
That there should be among you man or woman, yep, or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God.
Now that's what we, now we know that that's not something uncommon in the earth. No. There are many people that were once with Jesus, but they turned away from the Lord.
Right.
They turned away from the Lord Jesus. That's what the scripture says. Is whether it be a man, a woman, a family, or a tribe whose heart turneth away from who? From the Lord our God. And you say, well, where in the world are you going when you turn away from Jesus? There's nothing else to turn to. Remember, there's only two headships in the world. Jesus Christ represents righteousness and light, and Satan represents sin and death. If you're not following down the path or the way that Jesus had laid out, then you're following down the path that's orchestrated by Satan. And if Jesus is way, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. If Jesus says that, I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Well, if you don't go down Jesus' path, the only path that's left is the path of Satan. And Satan's path leads to death. That's why the writer says it seems like it might be right, but it ain't Jesus. And if it's not Jesus, who is it? It's got to be Satan. But then the unfortunate thing is, once you get at the end of that road, you realize ain't no life at the end of it. You realize ain't nothing there but death. And shame on you. It's a sad day. It's a sad time when you've used all of your time and all of your resources going down a path that seems right, but then it results in death.
Right.
And then when you get at death's door, then you want to make a U-turn.
Right.
But it's too late.
Right.
It's too late. You done walked all that way down.
Right.
Now it's time for judgment, right?
Right. Yes.
Now it's time for judgment. That's why you got to be real cautious and keep this thing real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to complicate this.
Right.
Don't try to complicate this. Don't make this way so hard that it becomes confusing.
Yeah.
Either you're following behind Jesus or you're following behind the devil.
Right.
And if you abandon Jesus, that's what this scripture is basically saying.
Yeah.
You were with the Lord.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you turned away from him. That's what, is that what it say?
Turned away this day from the Lord.
In other words, you were with the Lord. But now you did what? You turned away from Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You turned away from Jesus and thought you were going down a path that was right.
Right.
But then how could it be right? How could that path be right when you turned away from Jesus?
Right.
That's the truth, saints. That don't even add up.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, I'm going to leave over here. And I know I came to find out about Jesus over here, but I'm going to leave from over here because y'all ain't right. I don't want nothing to do with y'all because y'all not right. Well, where are you going? If you leave Jesus, where are you going? Well, I'm going down this. I'm going to go over here because they look like they're right. Well, you ain't doing nothing but doing what Proverbs says. Proverbs says it's a way that does what seems right, but the end of that way.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the unfortunate thing. The devil don't let you know up front what he's trying to do to you. Yeah. Only Jesus tells you that. Uh-huh. Satan didn't tell you up front what he was trying to do to you. But Jesus pulled the covers off that fella. Jesus done told you the devil come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus done told you flat-footed. The enemy have come to steal, kill, and destroy from you. But the devil is not going to tell you that up front. One scripture says he appears like an angel of light. He appears so innocently and in such a desperate way as though you're the only one that can help him out. You're the only one that can help resolve his issue. You're the only one that can put a smile on his face. But the devil is not looking for a smile. Devil ain't in this to get no smile on his face. He's in this for your demise. The devil wants you to die. He wants you to die and be destroyed in your sin. Devil don't want you to be happy. And I know that's the illusion that people think, that Satan does all of these things so people can be happy. But at the end of the day, you look at the end of that life, the end of that life is death. The end of that life is destruction. He doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't have your best interest at heart. He only wants you to suffer. Suffer and experience loss. You say, why does he want that from me? Because that's what he got. When he lost his position with Jesus, he suffered loss. And he couldn't get it back. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's a bad state to be in. You know, we can reverse this called repentance. We can repent, but the devil can't repent. I don't care how much he cries, fusses, and says, oh, please, there is no mercy bestowed to him.
Yeah.
Once those angels fell, that was it.
Yeah.
There was no, that's why the writer says the angels are upset with us.
Yeah.
Why? Because the Lord gave us an access that they didn't have.
Right.
He made a way for us to be redeemed.
Right.
Angels cannot be redeemed.
Right.
Once they lost, they are lost.
Right.
But you and I got an opportunity to come back to Jesus.
Right.
And correct the errors of our ways.
Yeah.
But who wouldn't want you to do that? Nobody but a devil that don't like you, right? He doesn't want you to go down the path of right. He wants you to turn away from right. When you turn away from Jesus, you're turning away from what is right. According to Deuteronomy, what is that, 29 and 18? When you turn away from Jesus, you're turning away from what is right. And if you turn away from what is right, what is left? Nothing but sin. Nothing but wrong. Nothing but death, right? Read a little bit more of that.
They turn away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations.
Yes.
That there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. And it came to pass when he heareth the words of this curse, he blessed himself in his
Isn't that something? That's that same right way. When someone is telling you what you're doing is wrong, that's the truth. Someone is telling you, what you're doing is wrong. It's not right. But then verse number 19 says, when you hear this word of curse, what does he do? He tries to turn, when the Lord says the wage of sin is death, he tries to turn that into a blessing. Isn't that something? Now that's backwards thinking, isn't it? That ain't no forward thinking. That's backwards thinking. When the Lord done told you, you curse. You curse. You on your way to hell because of the life you're living. And then you turn around and say, oh no, the Lord is blessing me. Lord can't be blessing you. You're not following down his path. You're following down the path that seems right. But I'm trying to tell you the end of that path is what? Is death, right? Seems right, but the end is death. When the Lord is telling you the wage of sin is death, you turn around and you do what? You bless yourself. Because that's what that verse says. I don't want to quote it wrong. He blesses himself where? In his heart. And that ain't no different than Adam and Eve. When the Lord done told you the day that you eat of that fruit, you're going to surely die. That, let's see what they said to themselves. Eve said this tree was good for food. This tree is pleasant to the eyes. This tree is designed to make one wise. She said that in her what? In her own heart. Now, what did she do with the Lord's word? She threw that to the side. She forgot all about what Jesus said. And Jesus' way led to life. Because he said, don't eat it. Why? Because what was he trying to help you to avoid? He was trying to help you avoid death. He said, the day that you eat, you are going to surely die. But look at what that devil said. That's why I tell you, the devil's way, it might seem right. But look what he said. He said, you're not going to die. God knows the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be open. And you'll be as gods, knowing the difference between good and evil. And then that woman took the devil's word. That word that was wrong, and said it looked like it's right. She said within herself, she said the tree looked good for food. It was a tree designed to make one wise. It's pleasant to my eyes. Therefore, she took that fruit, and she ate that fruit and gave also to her husband, and he ate that fruit. And what did they find out? Jesus' word is true. Eyes of them both were open. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together to try to cover up their nakedness. And then the voice of Jesus came, and they tried to hide themselves from the righteous judge. But the righteous judge found them out, called them out by his name, said, Adam, where are you, right? Adam said, I tried to hide myself, right? In the trees, in the midst of the trees, right? But the Lord's word found them out. That lets you know that way that seem right, it don't add up. It don't add up to what you're looking for. If you let your history talk to you, history will tell you it doesn't add up. Huh? That's true. Oh, let's just look at your own lives. How many mistakes did you make? How many did you say, this was going to be the last time, but you went back out there and did it again? Huh? You say it within yourself, but I'm trying to tell you, before you even started doing that thing that turned out to be a mistake, you were deceived. Right. You were lied to. Because right. All in your mind, you were thinking it was going to turn out a different way. Right. But then when you did it, you found out it turned out exactly how somebody that was righteous told you. Huh? Ain't that the truth? People that were righteous tried to help you to avoid them mistakes. But you went right on out there and you did it anyway. Some of you, I look at you, when you look at your baby pictures, you look so nice and calm and peaceful. But then you start looking at you when you get up in your 20s. You look all evil and hard, like you done been through war. Somebody asks you, were you enlisted in the military? Never been in the military. Well, you look like you been in war. What done happened to you? Some people just come out and say life. What you mean life? Life was it was a little different. Well, how did it get that way? It didn't start off that way, but some kind of way you let somebody lie to you, telling you things were going to turn out one way when they actually turned out totally opposite of what you were looking for, right? So you better understand this scripture where it says there's a way that does what seems right, but the end of it leads to what? Come on, that's the truth, saints. It ain't no different than this fella in this passage saying, I'm blessed in my own heart. Even though I'm not following after Jesus, he's saying within himself, he's blessed. Isn't that something? You be seeing people come out the store. Even today, you say, you ask people, they be coming out the liquor store. They be coming out the bar. You ask them, how you doing? They smiling. I'm blessed. Blessed and highly favored. Ain't no way in the world you're blessed. You just came out of drinking the devil's juice. And I mean, you full of it. You full of the devil's juice. You have been polluted by his poison. But yet you're saying within your own heart. Is that what that verse say? Verse number 19 says, you say within your own heart, I am blessed. Huh? And what else does he say? I shall have peace, though I walk in imagination of my heart and add drunkenness to thirst. What did the writer say in verse number 20? Verse number 20 say, the Lord will not spare you. In other words, you're not going to get by. The Lord's judgment is this. The wage of sin is death. Meaning you are not going to get by. If you say, well, Elder Scudder, I don't want no death. Well, that means you got to put the liquor bottle down. Elder Scudder, I don't want no death. You got to put the cigarettes down. You got to put all of those pollutions down. Why? Because the wage of that life is death. Even though it seems like it's giving you peace, there is no peace. Oh, there's no peace, says my God, to the wicked, right? The wicked are like the troubled sea whose waters cannot rest, right? What does scripture say? Can't rest. It seems like it's right. Seems like, well, I'm trying to tell you, it's not going to turn out that way. The Lord is not going to spare you. Is that what that verse say? Verse number 20 says, the Lord is not going to spare you. I mean, in other words, you're not going to get by with your pretty looks, huh? Your flashing eyelashes. You're not going to get by with your golden sun smile, huh? With the dimples in your cheeks. You are not going to get by. Jesus is going to pull the covers off of you and see you for what you really are. What am I? You are the wicked. You are the wicked. Whether you're pretty, whether you're fine, you're still the wicked. And the wage of sin is what?
Yes.
That's the truth, saints. Wage of sin is death. Yes. Look at verse number 20. The Lord says, I will not spare him. Huh?
But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy
shall smoke against that man.
Right.
Huh?
And all the
curses that are written.
Shall
lie on him. Do y'all understand this? Huh? Now, that devil didn't try to show him none of that.
No.
Devil didn't show him none of that.
No.
Devil made him think that if he left Jesus, he was going to be blessed. According to verse number 19, he says, I said within myself, in my heart, I'm blessed.
Right.
And what else did he say? I shall have peace.
Right.
That old, them old demons tell you to be out there, speak that stuff into your life. Don't let that devil say that. Speak that stuff into your life. You see these old devils walking around. I have peace. You ain't got no peace. You ain't got no Jesus. It's impossible for you to have peace and you have no Jesus. I don't care what come out of your mouth, right? And this fella thinking that he's going to speak stuff into existence. And let's see how that devil done fooled him. Now he walking around in his own imagination. That's a dangerous world, isn't it? Your own imaginations. You got movies that are out here that give you a picture in the people's imaginations. You be saying to yourself, where in the world did they come up with this purple dragon? Huh? First of all, I ain't never seen no dragon, let alone him be purple. And now he's flying in the sky. And he's letting you know that's all up in here. He's walking around in a vain imagination, thinking that sin is going to result in a purple dragon flying around in the sky. When sin done told you the wage of it is death, death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire, right? This is the second death. You ain't going to find no movies like that. Far and few. Far and few. You're not going to find them like that. But let's just keep on walking around in Candyland. Let's keep on walking around happy-go-lucky. Huh? My own saints setting these folk up with false realities. Huh? And you don't even realize you're banking on somebody else's imagination. Huh? You hear these rappers out here. Rap throwing it up. Huh? Da, 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 da. You see the young people just jump right on along with them. And they be all in it. Just be all in it. And you don't even realize that fella's life ain't what you're looking for. You don't want nothing to do with none of that. Huh? Oh, yeah, but look at him. He's having so much fun. I'm trying to tell you, you don't want what he's got. Huh? What he's got is a bunch of misery. Huh? A bunch of misery and a bunch of pain. A bunch of hurt. Huh? He's got to walk around with bodyguards when you can walk around free. Huh? He's got to walk around with all kind of security systems all around him. Threats on his life day in and day out. You could go to bed and accidentally leave the door open. Ain't that something? I could accidentally leave that what the scripture says? You're walking around in their imagination. And not only that, instead of you using water to cure your thirst, you're using liquor. Liquor ain't never cured the thirst. Huh? Liquor don't cure the thirst. Liquor don't take away the urge to want more. Water does that. Water does that. Water is the cure for a thirsty mouth. Huh? But you want something a little bit more deeper than the water. Because the Lord told that woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. But the Lord says, if you drink of the water that I give you, it will be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. You shall never, never thirst again. That's what you want, right? I want that kind of water. I want that kind. I don't want the world's water. Because the world's water is not going to do nothing to me but add drunkenness. Huh? In other words, being intoxicated. Huh? Being out of your ability to think and reason. I don't want none of that. Huh? That's what they're going to legalize this marijuana. And marijuana is going to mess up a whole lot of people. People are going to be driving down the street thinking they cops. Huh? Thinking they playing video games. Weaving in and out because they're so high. Huh? So high. It ain't just going to be marijuana. The devil going to make them add a little bit more to it. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's going to smell like marijuana, but it's going to be something added to it. Something added to it, make them see little green men. Huh? Green men flying all around them. Then you're going to see them all in the middle of the street fighting the air. Huh? Or like we did see them the other day crawling in the ground. Huh? With all your backside out, thinking that you're on fire. When ain't nothing on you burning, but it's all in your mind. The imagination of the heart. This is why it's very dangerous, saints. It seems right, but it leads to death, right? Dr. Scudder didn't say that. That's in your book. Scripture's done told you that, saints. I'm trying to tell you the Lord is not going to spare you. And all of your devilment and all of your foolish looking, the Lord is not going to spare you. He is going to judge you accordingly. He is preparing the throne for judgment. He is going to judge the world how? In righteousness. That's what the book says, saints. He's going to give you just what you are due. Who's got the Jeremiah 7 and 24 scripture? All right, let me get on over there then. Jeremiah 7 and 24.
But they hearken not, nor.
Isn't that something? You know somebody like this. Somebody that does not want to listen to Jesus. Let's jump back up a little bit and go to verse number 22.
22 reads, "For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices."
Yeah, that's truth. You think about that. The Lord, when he brought them out, he didn't even go over any of that stuff with them. But what did he lay out to them? Simple instructions. Verse number 23 lets you know the simple instructions that Jesus gave the people that he brought out of bondage. Huh? That's the truth. That let me know this is applies to me. Lord didn't get all into the details of holiness when he brought me up out of sin. He just gave me simple instructions. Huh? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Lord didn't give you all of the details and the little dots and the I's and the T's crossing. He didn't go over none of that when you first came into holiness. He just gave you what? Simple instructions.
Right.
According to verse number 23, this was a commandment that he gave you when he brought you out of bondage. He said what? Obey his voice. Huh? Come on, saints. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about who. You say, but my mama told me this. My daddy told me this. No, you need to learn how to obey the voice of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Whatever he said, do it, right? Scripture say, obey his voice, and I, Jesus says, he will be your what? Don't you want Jesus to be your God? I want Jesus to be my supreme ruler. I want him to be Lord and Master over my life. I need somebody more than my mom and my daddy. Why? Because one day they're going to leave here. I need somebody that's going to be everlasting. Always be there in the good, in the bad, when is the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He tells me if I want that, I've got to learn how to obey His voice, right? Got to learn how to obey His voice. And then do what? He says, when you learn how to obey my voice, I will be your God. And you shall be my people. Oh, come on. No half-stepping, saints. You can't half-step. When you say you want life, you got to walk like you want life. Oh, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't half-step. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what issues, what concerns you have. You need to obey the voice of Jesus. Jesus has spoken in His word. He gives us direct instructions. And we've got to do it just like Jesus said, right? That's the truth. No compromise.
Thank you, Jesus.
No compromise,
no
saints.
Compromise.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No compromise. Mm-hmm. No compromise. You can't do that. Not if you want the Lord's blessings.
Amen.
Not if you want Him to be your God.
Amen.
Lord done told you you got to obey His voice.
Yes.
Huh? And He says, I will be your God.
Be our God.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall be my people.
Yes.
And walk ye in all the ways that I've commanded you.
That's the truth.
That it may be well unto you.
Yes.
But they hearken not.
What do these folk do?
Hearken not.
No, we can't look like we're surprised at them. Because we're living in the days like this today. The Lord is speaking real clear. But yet people want to do it the way they want to do it. According to verse number 24, it says they hearken what not. In other words, they did not listen to Jesus. They didn't listen to Jesus, nor did they what? Nor did they put their ears close to Jesus. In other words, instead of listening to Jesus speak, they started listening to people. Huh? People gave them advice. People told them what they should do. People said, go do this and go do that. People gave them all kind of good things that they thought in their own mind, and they were expecting it to turn out the way because the people said it would turn out that way. But according to the scripture, there is a way that seems right, but the end thereof it leads to death. If you want life, you got to do it the way Jesus said do it, right? Without compromise.
Yeah.
Huh? That's truth.
Yeah, right.
You got to do it the way Jesus said, do it without compromise.
No.
They would not hearken to the Lord nor incline their ear to Him.
They walked in the counsel.
But what did they do?
They walked in the counsel and in the imagination.
Ain't that something?
And went backward.
And hold up. I thought you were trying to make a step forward, right? Now when I look at you over time, you're going further back than you are forward, right? And you calling that Jesus. That ain't no Jesus. Jesus don't take you backwards. Huh? Jesus don't take you backwards.
No. Thank you.
Lord brought you out of mess. He intended for you to stay out of
it.
He ain't going to drag you back in the mess and then talk about that's His way. No, it's not. That's your way.
Right.
Your way got you into that mess.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the truth. And you can sit there and let the devil fool you all day long. Say the Lord, oh, the Lord is these tests and these. Ain't no testing, no trials.
Right.
You did this on yourself.
Right.
You brought it on yourself. It was because of your own ideas.
Right.
It was because of your own imaginations.
Right.
You would not listen to Jesus, but you started doing things the way you wanted to do it, right?
That was your
way. One writer done told you every one of us had turned our way.
Right.
We left the Lord's way and started doing it the way we want to do it.
Right.
And yet we say when we get down the end of that path, we want the Lord to bless us.
Right.
Yeah, right. Lord looking at you said, you didn't listen to nothing I had to say. Because if you listened to me, I would have told you not to go down that way.
Right.
That's the truth. Lord would have told you, leave that person alone.
Right.
That person ain't no good for you.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? But the Lord would have said that to you. Oh, well, that's because you don't understand. My heart is broke. Well, I do understand your heart is broke because you did it the way you wanted to do it. Well, everybody wants some love. Well, that's why you need to fall in love with Jesus. You fall in love with Jesus, He won't break your heart. Huh? He's got your best interest at heart. Huh? It's the truth. But then you say, oh, you don't understand. You won't understand. I want somebody to love me. I want somebody to hold me. I want a body next to me at night. Oh. Then you find somebody. Oh, I done found what I was looking for. Are you sure? Are they saved and sanctified? They live, no, they ain't living for no Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, it seems right, but it's not going to result in what you're looking for. Let them know a couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, huh? That remember, the path is not going forward. It's only going what? When you come back with look at them and test the time, where are you at? Huh? Time has told us to stop and let's examine. Time said stop. Let's examine. Where are you at? Huh? Are you moving forward? Don't back up. Talk. Where are you at? Because you said when you started out, it was going to give you all of this. Where are you at? Well, we trying. Trying what? Huh? Where is he at? He's out. Out where? Huh? I thought he was supposed to be beside you, keeping you warm. Huh? Well, you know, he want to be. Nah, that's not where he was at in the beginning. In the beginning, you said you found him. You found the one who was laying right with you, keeping you warm right there with you at your beckoning call. Huh? For week one. And then once week one is over, back to reality. Huh? You go your way, I'm going to go my way. You mind your business, I'm going to mind my business. Don't be asking me no questions. Don't go through my phone. Don't ask me where I've been at. I'm a grown man. Huh? Come on, talk to me. I thought we was going forward. I just knew you was going before the preacher. I just knew you had that diamond ring you was looking for. Huh? I just knew he was taking you out the slums. Huh? Y'all were going to get this big old beautiful house with a picket fence. Huh? He was going to have you riding around in the finest. I just knew that was going to happen because that's what you wanted in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Lord done told you. You got all of that up here. It's in your imagination. Unfortunately, your imagination and his imagination ain't lined up. He got an imagination and everything you thinking ain't what he thinking. Does that make sense? Oh, read a little bit more. Oh, no. Well, did we read 24? That's all I want from 24. Now, someone go over to Philippians 3:17-20. Got to get ready to let y'all go. I guess this is going to be one of those two lessons, two parts.
Oh, man.
Philippians 3:17-20. Yes. Uh-huh. What is Elder Scudder supposed to be to you? Huh? Ain't that the truth? People we want to say, Elder Scudder, why you live this way? Because I'm trying to be an example for you. I'm trying to show you how to live. Huh? That's the truth. Trying to be an example for you. I don't want to be this one that tells you to do stuff and I don't do it myself. But I'm trying to be a what? An example. So that you can say, well, my pastor do it, I need to do it. Huh? That's the truth. That's true, saints. You got to be an example. One thing is true. If Robert don't get out that van and help y'all get out, I got to do it. Why? Because I got to be an example. Oh, whether I can't say, oh, Robert, you go put the stool out there. And then Robert say within himself, I ain't never seen another Scudder put no stool out there. Why would he tell me to do something he ain't doing? Huh? But Robert can't say that. Because Robert has seen me put the stool out there. Right? Whether Robert is here or not, Elder Scudder, the job's got to get done. Huh? It's the truth. Brothers can't say within themselves, oh, Elder Scudder, can't nobody pick up everybody and still be the church on time? That's a lie. Huh? That's a lie. Why? Because the example has shown you.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, come on. Now, y'all can be quiet if you want, but it's the truth. Huh? It can be done. Huh? It can be done. Say, Elder Scudder, oh no, ain't nobody come to church. We can't have service. Oh no, that's a lie. Oh, that's a lie. Go get the video camera. I can show you. We can have service in here with two people. Huh? Get in here and praise Jesus with two people. Just two people, and I guarantee you, when you walk by the window, you'll think it's a church full of folk in here. Then when you come in here, you'll be surprised. Huh? You say, y'all sound like y'all got a whole lot of people. But that's your thoughts. That's your imagination. But the reality is, you don't need all that to have no church, right? But what you do need is to have your mind on Jesus, right? That's the truth. So I'm trying my best to be an example for you. Is everybody understanding this? Is that what the book say? I don't want to quote it wrong. I'm trying my best to be an example for you. To tell you to walk like I walk. Huh? Elder Scotty, you're telling me to pay tithes. Well, I'm trying to tell you because I pay them. Show me. Sister Scudder, go get the books. It's in there like clockwork every 2 weeks. In there like it's supposed to be, right? Why? Because I'm trying to show you an example. I don't want it to. This ain't no do as I say kind of thing. I'm showing you how to do this, right? That's true. Say, Elder Scudder, Elder Scudder, I don't understand. How are we going to be people be mean. People be mean and talk evil. Try to get you all in the back like they want to throw fists up at you, right? But I got to be an example.
Right.
How am I supposed to conduct myself?
Right.
Even when someone tries to want to fight me.
Right.
Do I throw my fist up like they throw it? No. Scripture, I told you, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the what? A bridle. While the what? The wicked is before. I've got to be an example of that, right? When the wicked speaks, the righteous keep their mouth shut. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Keep your mouth shut, right? Keep your mouth shut. And let the wicked keep right on running off. Their own kind is going to take care of them. Y'all understand that? Somebody will come down the street and got nothing to do with it. And see you not saying something and open up their mouth. Man, what you running your mouth like that at him for? He ain't open up his mouth like that to you. What you doing all that to him for? And they hear you and you just nice and just going to walk up. Let the wicked fight the wicked. You go right on home in peace, right? I'm trying to be an example for you.
Yes.
How to walk like I walk, right?
That's the truth.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, Elder Scudder, you do your best to keep the children smiling. Huh? You don't be mean to them. You hug them. Huh?
Yeah.
You try to make sure that they're happy.
Yeah.
You go get the little sweets. You say, Elder Scudder, you give them all that sugar. I know sugar make them happy. They make them happy and then keep them up. Because I know if they ain't got no energy, they'd be sleeping around.
Right.
But you do all that. You do all, because I'm trying to be an example for you.
Right.
To let you know you do better with them by you helping them to smile.
Yeah.
You don't want them to hate you, to hate to see you coming.
Right.
That's the worst kind of person that you could be
right.
as an adult.
Right.
The children don't want nothing to do with you.
Because right.
how do you think about something? They mean. They
yeah.
evil. They don't want to never do nothing with you. But Elder Scudder, what do? He get down in the floor and play with them. He run around the church with them. Put them in the back of the truck. Let them ride down the street. So they can say, make them feel real good. Real glad to be here, right? I'm trying to be a what? An example. Does that make sense? That's the truth, saints. That's the truth. Verse tells you to do that.
Yep.
Walk as I walk. Right? Is that what verse number 17 says?
Yes.
Brethren, be followers together of me.
And mark
them.
Walk.
Uh-huh. That's true. Keep going.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping.
Now, isn't that sad? I ain't got to read no. I don't have to read no further.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if they was walking like they were supposed to walk, the writer should be saying, now I should be happy.
Right.
But then writer said, now I'm crying.
Right.
Well, Lord, what in the world did they do to make me cry?
Right.
Huh?
They are the
enemies of the cross of Christ. So when I tell you to leave them alone, I mean what I say, right?
Yes.
Leave that devil alone.
Yes.
But the elders got it. It ain't got nothing to do what you think. Remember, there's a way that seems right. Elder Scudder trying to protect you from something.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
If I tell you don't, if I tell you if there's a bush there, don't go in that bush. Because I know what I saw. I saw a snake in that bush. He said, Elder Scott, I said, don't go in that bush. Elder Scott, you don't know what you're talking about. All right. You go on in there, put your hands all in it. See, I told you, ain't nothing happening. So now you like a fool, go sit in the bush. And all of a sudden, something bites you. Oh, what was that? I say, what happened to you? Well, I think something cut me. No, ain't nothing cut you. I told you, don't go in that bush. Nah, it was a cut. You don't know what you're talking about. Then all of a sudden, your leg go numb. What's your leg numb for? So I got cut. Must have got infected. You got infected, all right. Oh, let me go home and put some peroxide. Peroxide ain't going to fix that. Huh? If it was a cut, peroxide would fix that. But peroxide ain't going to fix this. Now all of a sudden, your leg done turned blue. You got a fever.
Yeah.
He said, go to the hospital. The hospital say, what happened to you? I think I got cut. No, you got two holes. What them holes are? That look like you got bit by a snake. Huh? I got bit by, look like you got bit by a snake. Then your mind automatically go back to that bush. Yeah. Elder Scudder told me, don't touch that bush. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. See, best to listen, right? Yeah. You don't know everything. Yeah. I don't know everything. Yeah. But what I know, I tell you. Yeah. Right? Huh? Now look what the Lord say, why you need to leave these folk alone. What is their end? Now that's just like Proverbs 14 and 12, where it says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. So it says whose end is what? Destruction. Whose God is their what? Verse 20. That's what you need to pay attention to, saints. Right. Pay attention to the conversation of the person. Yes. Even when they're not in church.
Right.
It's easy to talk heaven when you're here.
Right.
I'll say it again. Right. It's easy to talk heaven when you're here. But how do you talk when you're home?
Right.
When there ain't nobody around you.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you still got heaven on your mind?
Yeah.
That's what the writer said. Our conversation is where? It's in heaven, right? We look. Are you looking for Jesus in your house? Huh? You got to. You got to do this. Why? Because the Lord can come for you at any moment. And you don't want the Lord to catch you with your work undone, right? Ain't no sliding up under the bed. And even if you slide up under the bed, Jesus still see it. Jesus knows right what it is and what it is. Right?
Right.
Know where and what.
Right.
We say, oh, no, I'm going to put it up under the carpet, up under this board that don't nobody know about this board. My secret stash. Oh, all right, secret stash. The Lord know.
Yes.
I guarantee you when you come before the Lord, time for judgment, you won't be thinking you're going back with him. It won't be no heaven's door you'll be standing at. You'll lift up your eyes like the rich man in here. What in the world am I doing now? Yes, you know why you're down here. Why am I down? Secret stash. It's true. Huh? Secret stash, right?
Right.
Did nobody know? The Lord said, I knew.
Right.
My eyes see it. Huh? Does that make sense, saints?
Yes.
All right. Come on. I'm gonna give me like three more scriptures and I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to comment much on them. Proverbs 13, 15. Proverbs 15 and 19. And Isaiah 59 and 8. We're just going to let them talk to us. Proverbs 13 and 15. Yes.
Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressor.
What is the way of the transgressor? That's why you got to stay out of sin. When you're talking about you want to avoid a hard life, and sometimes I look at some of these saints, and I be wondering why they're going through so much as that they're going through. Especially when you're supposed to have Jesus. Because when I read this scripture, what does it say? Huh? Some of you, I think you may have taken communion wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just too sick. Every time I turn around, you're sick, sick, sick. When are you going to be well? When is the Lord going to touch your body? Every time I turn around, and I'm saying, now I know Jesus is a healer. Now you're supposed to be crying out fasting, crying out fast. Where is the God that's supposed to heal your body? And I'm not telling you that you may not get sick. But I'm telling you, you should be questioning yourself if you find this stuff staying around too long.
Right.
Amen, Elder Scudder. Right, it untold you. Certain things reap long-term sicknesses. Y'all, you all have read it. Communion says that. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, drinketh, bringeth what? Damnation to himself, right? Why? Because he did not discern the Lord's body. For this cause, many are what? Lord, don't let me be sick because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Isn't that the truth, saints? The way of the what is hard. Now, y'all heard this, right? Elder Scudder didn't write this. The way of the transgressor is what? That's the truth, saints. Next one, Proverbs 15 and 19.
15 and 19 read, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of
thorns. What is it?
It's a hedge of thorns.
You, the slothful first person. In other words, when the Lord tells you to move, you're just dragging your feet.
Amen.
Huh? And you wonder in your dragging why you keep getting stuck. Pick up your pace, right? Pick up your pace. Especially when it comes to the Lord's work. Come to the Lord's work, get in a hurry. Move fast. Huh? Don't delay, right? The way of the slothful man is a hedge of what? Thorns. But the way of the righteous is made plain. Isn't that what you want, saints? I want my way to be made what? Plain, right? That's last one. Isaiah 59 and 8. And I'm going to close up my book and we'll get a little bit more. What don't they know? They don't know the way of peace. Ooh, isn't that something? That's why I tell you, politics ain't for the saints.
Right.
How many people, and I started to put that on these social media platforms, because all during this whole election process, people kept prophesying and prophesying, had one lady on there praying in all kind of tongues, talking about Trump was going to win. Trump was going to win. First of all, that has nothing to do with this pulpit. Pulpit is for people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. Now, I don't care who's in the White House. It has nothing to do with your soul. Do everybody understand that? It has nothing to do with your soul. Message to the person that is in sin is to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and to tarry or wait until you are endued with power from on high to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as Jesus gives utterance. That's the message of the gospel. The message can never be what is going on in the White House, because all that's going to be going on in the White House is sin. Why? Because they, all a sinner knows to do is sin. You cannot expect any more from him, but what? I don't care how much they smile. I don't care how much they give you. Say, oh, no, they're going to give me a check on it. They done gave me a check for $2,000. They got to be sent by Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, the devil will give you a whole lot. Just keep your mouth shut and keep you quiet. Huh? You think about the reality, give you that $2,000, you still where you are. Still where you are. You ain't moved. You still where you are. And you thinking you moving on up. Huh? But where's the feet going? Well, you should be going well. Now, I call the blessing, they send me some keys. Say, I'm just going to hear your house paid for. I said, here's the blessing, land and everything. All right, thank you, Jesus. Lord, gave me my heart's desire. Don't think you will acquire me because you sent me some check. They already know the faster they give it to you, the faster you're going to spend it up anyway. Poor Walmart can't even keep TVs on the shelf. televisions everywhere. I mean, they ain't talking little ones. I mean, big ones. Now you got in my newborn baby, the infant's room, a 65-inch television. Paint across the wall, on over the crib. Fool. Now what if the TV fall off the wall, man? You gonna be at risk of killing your own child. Well, he liked to look at the lights and hear the sounds. You like cuckoos, right? No common sense. But what they say, we living. All right. We living. Where you living at? Same place I've been living at all along. Ain't made a step forward, right? Isn't that something, saints? Anything to keep your mouth shut. What is that? Is that all that, sister? The Lord didn't call their path straight in this particular passage of scripture. He called their paths what? Crooked. That's what bishops used to always say. You can't live crooked and then die straight. Everybody understand that? You cannot live crooked and then think you're going to die straight. It don't add up. You can't do things the way you want to do it and then automatically die in the will of Jesus. Say, I want to die in the will of Jesus. That means you got to be concerned about how you live. All right? Does that make sense, saints? All right. I'm going to stop right here. Put your finger there. We'll get back into it. Besides that text scripture, Proverbs 14:12, put a line and put Proverbs 12 and 15 too. Proverbs 12 and 15. Proverbs 12 and 15. Somebody got it? I didn't know. Yep. Y'all can read it. Yeah, please. Proverbs 12 and 15. That's going to go along with that scripture 14.
12 and 15 reads, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
The way of what is right?
A fool is right in his own eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that lets you know he ain't really thinking about what you think.
No.
In his own eyes, he's what? He's right. Mm-hmm. He's right. He's right. And that's why you got to be very careful, saints. Got to be careful about who you listen to and definitely who you follow behind. Everybody's path ain't leading to life.
Right.
One writer done told you there's very few that's going down the path of life. Many are going down destruction.
Right.
Folk was all in the street yesterday celebrating. Sure. So happy. Such a good time. Yeah. Here it is. We done made history. Oh, we've got to have a celebration. Let's see what happens tonight.
Right.
See all that good stuff you think. You say all this good stuff, we'll stop sinning.
Mm-mm.
Somebody still died last night.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to die today.
Right.
In all the history that was made. Something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always remember that. I don't care what go on, people are always going to go back to what you think about. Brother Robert said, here you are at a funeral. Somebody's just died. And as soon as the death is over, what do we do? Gather together. Somebody got something to drink? We go right back. Huh? Go right back to what you was doing before. So you think those things don't change people. And I don't care if somebody could even have said, oh, how did the uncle pass? How did he die? He got poison in his blood for drinking too much. Poison in his blood from drinking, what? He got poison in his blood for drinking too much? Oh man, that liquor's so dangerous. After the funeral, we so sad, we love one another. We all going, I'm going to get me a drink. Didn't you just hear they said that the man died from too much alcohol in it? But you still go right back to it. Because in their mind, it's not going to happen to me. And that's why I said that fool, that foolish thinking. The foolish thinking. He's right in his own eyes. Right? Huh? And there's the worst thing you could do is try to argue and negotiate with a fool. Because I don't care what you say and what you show them. They're right in their own eyes. Now, at the end of the day, all you're doing is wasting your time and your energy. All right? All right, saints. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus, saints.